listen, I've risen to rip you apart with my tusks. And trust, I crush with enough force to mask that corpse to must see. I gotta feed my squawking offspring. Deep in this cold cave we call home, the floor's littered with bones from far more formidable foes, it's well known. I wonder where real wild things roam, places that make little boys in wolves' clothes get back on their sailboats and row home. I float with Steve Irwin's vengeful ghost, wearing khaki shorts and a wacky smile, relocating humans into the jaws of gigantic crocodiles, all the while releasing dangerous ancient creatures into what was once the wild. Vicious prehistoric lizards that rip through viscera and gizzards in a city park after dark, they eat your heart and liver. While deep in an old forest, I leap from beneath tree branches and leaves with a machete. A head falls heavy, the experiment commences as the skull is buried in a sacred clearing where it sprouts a strange tree. The locals have begun fearing my odd orchards and report of hearing mysterious roaring from some creature they can't see. For indeed the beast is known for only appearing on dark nights with no moon. I loom in the treetops, watching quietly as it emerges to consume the hanging brain like fruit that grew. And every word of it is true, on one level or another, though you'll never believe me. The folkloric historian, recording old stories while building new species.